Today, the IWC began discussions on a compromise that would allow Japan, Iceland, and Norway to hunt whales, even in protected waters around Antarctica, if they do it sustainably. Dr. Sue Lieberman is Director of International Policy for the Pew Environment Group. She says there's no compromise in allowing any commercial whaling, especially in protected waters.
Sanctuary means no whaling. So we don't understand how any kind of a deal or a compromise, and everybody wins a little and everyone loses a little, there's no compromise if they're still allowed to go whaling in the Southern Ocean.
Norway and Iceland hunt whales off their respective coasts in open objection to the IWC moratorium. Japan, Lieberman says, hunts mink, fin, and humpback whales in the name of what it calls research.
They call it science. They take some measurements of the whales, but then they butcher the meat on board the vessel and take it back and sell it on the market in Japan. And it's not good science at all. We would like that to stop.
The IWC treaty that allows whales to be killed in the name of science was negotiated in 1946. Lieberman says that many non-lethal research methods exist now that were unheard of in those days.
Conservation science didn't even exist. Today, you can get all the scientific information you need in a non-lethal way without killing the whale. There are good, very high-tech systems for getting information even on whether or not whales are pregnant, what they've been eating. And a large percentage of the ones Japan is killing, by the way, have been pregnant whales.
International Wildlife Management Consortium President Eugene Lapointe says conservation is just part of what the IWC does and that the moral debate has overshadowed whaling's economic and scientific facets within the commission.
Unfortunately, in this commission, what is going on right now, science is no more part of the debate. It has become a cultural debate. I mean, people say, I don't believe that it's right to hunt whales, so you should behave the same ways as I do. So there's a form of imposition of values and ethics that should not have its place in any international treaty, any international organization, including the International Whaling Commission.
Lapointe said that lethal whale research has an insignificant impact on whale populations and has contributed substantially to the IWC's body of knowledge. He disagreed that non-lethal research was an effective means of studying wildlife.
There's not a single species, either wild or domestic species, that can be subject to thorough scientific knowledge without going through a lethal scientific research.
Japan, Iceland, and Norway have killed an estimated 30,000 whales since the moratorium began. While he disagrees with what he calls industrial whaling practices, Lapointe said that cultures that have relied on whaling for centuries should be able to conduct whaling for subsistence purposes.
If it could be used part of a cultural tradition by certain people as food and subsistence, why not? And why should the rest of the world condemn that as being a criminal activity?
Phil Klein, Oceans Campaigner for Greenpeace, said his organization has never opposed indigenous people using whales for sustenance. On the beach that fronts the resort where the IWC is convening, Klein and more than a dozen others quietly protested the compromise with a replica of a whale and a banner. Whales, Klein said, are threatened by so many other factors that allowing them to be hunted for commercial purposes would be detrimental.
Whales are under so many threats now that are so much more than commercial whaling. The impact of climate change, the loss of sea ice and the depletion of krill in the Arctic regions, ship strikes, pollution, ocean noise, all of these are looming and growing threats to whales that need to be addressed by the International Whaling Commission, not just setting quotas to go out and kill more whales.
The purpose of the Greenpeace demonstration was to draw the attention of the Obama administration, which, despite the president's election year condemnation of commercial whaling in 2008, has been suspiciously mum on the issue this week.
We've seen no demonstrated evidence that they're opposing the compromise. We're hoping that the U.S. will come out of this meeting with a strong position, but we've seen no signs of it so far. We actually have seen the other end of that spectrum, that the U.S. has been intimately and a driving force in the negotiations up to this point.
The discussions will continue through Thursday, with member nations as well as non-governmental organizations having their say. A final decision on the commercial whaling compromise is expected at the IWC's annual meeting this June in Morocco. From St. Pete Beach, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.